Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
It's delicious. An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Hi, you're lucky, William. Look at you, fit and healthy. But unfortunately, not everyone can keep the doctor away. Doctors in this country are rather busy, in fact.
Yes, in Ask About Britain today, we'll answer a question from Gao Yuan Shu about family doctors. I'm William Kramer.
大家好，我是杨丽。今天的英国问答节目，我们采访了一位医生，一边回答高原雪提出的下列问题。
How do British people see the doctor? I hear that many foreigners have their own family doctors, and I wonder whether it's general for every family in Britain.
I think I know why Gao Yuanxue asks this question. Because in China, people normally go to the hospital if they are sick. But this is not the same here in the UK, is it, William?
No, we usually go to see our family doctor first, unless it's an emergency. Family doctors are usually called GPs.Or general practitioners.
这是日常会话当中经常会碰到的一个缩写词 GPs, 家庭医生。下面我们采访了一位家庭医生 Dr. Brazzi.
To test your listening, we'll ask you one question before each clip. Here's the first one. How many patients does his clinic look after?
My name's Louis Brazzi. I'm a so-called general practitioner doctor in the centre of London. I'm one of two doctors working on our clinic, and between us we have, let's say, 3,500 patients.
Did you get it? How many patients does Dr. Brazzi's clinic have?
3,500? Yes, 3,500 patients to look after between two GPs. Patients, 病人, clinic, 诊所, 医务室.
As we hear from Dr. Brazzi next,The system recommends that every patient in England is registered with a GP.
To register 就是登记。Now, the question for this clip is, where do people register with a family doctor?
England still has a system which it's had since the Second World War, where theoretically every patient in England is registered with one family doctor, almost always near where they live. If they're ever sick, if any of the family are sick, they go directly, initially, to the family doctor, unless it's an emergency, who most cases, I think 80% of cases, can sort out by himself, and about 20% of cases, if they need to see a specialist, he'll send them on to whichever specialty is most appropriate.
So where do people register with a family doctor?
Almost always near where they live.Which makes sense, as then you don't need to travel miles to see a doctor.
Yeah, that's very convenient. GPs are qualified at a basic level to deal with most illnesses. But what happens if the patient has a major problem?
Simple. The GP refers the patient to a specialist in the hospital.
英国的家庭医生都受过综合培训并拥有高等医学文凭因此他们能处理绝大部分的病例碰到疑难病症家庭医生呢会把病人介绍到专科医院去检查和治疗 refer the patient to a specialist in the hospital qualified 就是有资格的 specialist 专家 sort out 处理解决
rather than approaching a specialist directlyAnybody who's sick under normal circumstances will go and see his general practitioner, who is qualified at a basic level in all sorts of different illnesses and can provide primary care.
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
In BBC Learning English today, we have been hearing from Dr. Brazzi about family doctors in the UK.
I think people may wonder what advantages the UK system has.Here is Dr. Brazzi again.
First of all, people tend to be registered with the GPs for a long period of time. So after a few years, you tend to know the whole family. You tend to know each patient and what in the context in which they're turning up. You tend to have all the records to hand. You tend to know what illnesses they've had, what it's likely to be, and what's in the family generally, which sometimes helps you rather than somebody who would just turn up to a doctor they've never seen before.
Dr. Brazzi says there are a lot of advantages to being registered with one GP for a long time.
Advantages 就是好处、优点。首先，由于注册的时间长，医生对自己的病人很了解，包括每个家庭成员以及他们为何来看病。
You tend to know the whole family, the patient, and the context in which they're turning up.
再有呢，就是固定的家庭诊所里，随时可以调出病人的病历档案。
They also have the patient's past records. It makes it easier to diagnose the problem.
Diagnose, 诊断。The final question is, do people pay to see their family doctors? 病人需要花钱挂号吗？ Listen to Dr. Brassey for the answer.
No money is exchanged when you go to see a doctor in this country. We never ask for money for general medical services. The government pays us to look after patients, using a kind of complex formula, a lot of which depends on how many people are registered with us.
So the answer is no, patients do not pay to see a doctor. What they must do is make an appointment. You can't just turn up at the clinic. Is this different from China, Lee?
Yes, it is different. 是的，和中国不同的是，在英国看病必须要预约 to make an appointment.
While people don't need to pay to see the doctor, they need to pay for any prescriptions that they're given.
在英国看医生不需要挂号费，不过药费要自己付。另外，病人需要拿着医生的处方去附近的药店取药，因为英国的诊所里都不设有药房。
Well, that's how we get to see a doctor in the UK. If you ever come to the UK to study or work, you need to do just the same. Register with a GP.
Hope that helps with your question, Gao Yuanxue. And thanks for all of you listening to this program. Any other questions? Just send us an email to chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. Bye for now.
再见.
Well, carry on with your apple.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Goodbye, everyone.
Across China...This is BBC Learning English.